This is Joy Gaylor, Assistant Professor of Clinical Sciences at Sherman College of Straight Chiropractic. Today I'm interviewing Dr. Leslie Wise, Professor of Clinical Sciences at Sherman College. Dr. Wise teaches a course in practice management. The topic we're discussing today deals with having a home chiropractic office. Dr. Wise, what is a home office and how does it work?
A home office is basically a multi-purpose facility. In the world of chiropractic, it is the situation where a chiropractor lives and practices in the same building or the same house.
What kind of practice would work well in a home office?
Obviously not a huge volume practice for just very practical reasons. If you are going to have a low-key, laid-back, smaller volume practice, a home office could be very, very suitable. If, on the other hand, you want to run a large workers' comp and personal injury type practice involving lots of employees and lots of paperwork and lots of patients, then it may be more suitable to have a dedicated facility.
What are the advantages of having a home office?
Well, the very first and obvious one is you don't have to commute to the office. Secondly, we have the business of chiropractic overhead, the expenses that come in operating a practice. If you practice in the same facility that you live in, you've lowered your overhead a great deal. You don't have two sets of rent or two sets of mortgages. Your utilities and other home insurance and upkeep on the building are obviously lessened, and the total expenses for your chiropractic practice are typically quite a lot lower than if you're running a dedicated practice.
What are some of the disadvantages of having a home office?
The one that comes to mind for most people very quickly is the convenience factor, that you may have your convenience challenged a bit by patients dropping by at odd times wanting to receive care, or people interrupting your weekends or family events because they saw the light on and decided to drop in for an adjustment. So that could be a disadvantage, but we'll talk about that and how to avoid that in just a little bit.
Well, staying with that topic, do patients take advantage of you and just drop by anytime they want?
I think it's totally up to the chiropractor to set the tone for his or her practice and establish some ground rules with patients about after-hours visits. I think it would be very important for a chiropractor running a home office to make sure that his patients knew the office hours and if the patients were asked to respect those office hours. So I think it's totally up to you to set the tone for that and make sure the patients don't take advantage of you.
What are some important considerations to make a home office work?
Speaking as someone who actually operated a home office for a period of 7 years, I can mention a few things that allow it to work a little more smoothly. Number one, I would always recommend that someone getting ready to open a home office have a separate phone line for the business. Have your residence line and then have your business line. And on your business line, you can have an answering machine or a voicemail that answers the phone when you're not in the office and lets people know that you're out of the office and that your office hours are, you could state your office hours. So I think having a separate phone line is very important. Secondly, I think it's important to have a separate entrance. Under ideal circumstances, you don't want patients walking through your living space to get to your practice space. People shouldn't have to walk through the kitchen and dining room to get to the adjusting room. So having a separate entrance, to me, would be very important, and I think that would be a consideration to make the situation work.
What regulatory or governmental issues may arise?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind here is the zoning regulations. Every community has a zoning commission, and there typically are zoning ordinances, or what some communities call land use ordinances, that establish how real estate can be used. And these ordinances very often establish some rules for operating a business in a residential community. So the first thing I would do if I were considering opening a home office is to make sure that it would be okay under the present zoning ordinances. It is very difficult and sometimes very expensive and time-consuming to change zoning ordinances and get what they call a variance. And if your neighbors protest, it's almost impossible to get a variance. So the zoning would be the thing I would first want to check out before making any big financial investments.
What about tax implications? Does the IRS treat you any differently?
The IRS realizes that when you operate a business that you will have certain expenses, and those expenses that go into your business are deductible items. And so if you have a home office, you are allowed to determine what portion of the residence you are using for business purposes and to take expense deductions according to the portion of the property that you're using for business. For example, if you have 8 rooms in a house and you're using 2 of them for business purposes, practice purposes, you are using 2/8 of the space for business. Therefore, and that translates to 1/4. So you're using 25% of your residence for business purposes. Therefore, you could take a deduction for 25% of your rent, your utilities, your insurance, your repairs and upkeep, your cleaning expenses, and all things that go into that property. You could take a 25% deduction. And the IRS is fairly clear on these rules and regulations, which you can find at the IRS website, which is www.irs.gov. And on the very front page, there is an index of publications. And if you will look for publication 587, that gives you all the rules and considerations of operating a home office from a tax point of view. And it's very helpful in listing the requirements. One of the requirements is that you use this space, this business space, continually and exclusively for business purposes. And the definitions for continual and exclusive are listed in this tax publication 587. So I would recommend that you take a look at that before you give any further thought to establishing a home office.
Do you have any closing thoughts for us, Dr. Wise?
Well, I think that the home office operation is certainly not for everyone. If you have ambitions toward a large, multi-volume, multi-purpose, large-volume, multi-employee practice, that this is probably not for you. If, on the other hand, you want to run a more laid-back, low-volume, take-it-easy kind of practice, then a home office may be a very good consideration and certainly something that could be applicable to you. So it's not for everyone, but I think there is certainly room for a home office for certain people.
Thank you for talking to us today about the considerations of having a home office, Dr. Wise.
Thank you.